Hi. Okay, good morning. Welcome to the iHeart Running Podcast. I have my friend Linda Wang here. She will be my first guest. And it's a good morning to be recording as it's minus 12 outside. Is it cold over where you are, Linda?
Sorry?
Is it cold where you are?
Oh, it's freezing.
I think this is the coldest winter we've ever had. Anyway, Linda is a longtime friend of mine, and this is actually episode one and the very first episode of this podcast. So, Linda, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
So, thank you for being my first guest here. The reason I'm having Linda is she is actually one of the first people I've ever, she's actually one of the most influential people in my running life, which hasn't been a long time. It's only been about, I think, 6 years for me. Linda has been running for a lot longer than me, believe it or not. So we're going to chat about that and just about her running life and her life in general. So Linda, how long have you been running for?
I thought about it, and I think I started after having my first child, so it must be around 2014 when I started incorporating running into my fitness life.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you're the one who got me into running at lunchtime. For those who don't know Linda, Linda and I used to work together, and it was love at first chat. We were working a morning shift together, and all of a sudden we realized, hey, we really clicked. Anyway, the reason I invited Linda to be my first guest is because I think many new runners can relate to her experience as a runner. And even though she's been running a little bit longer than me, she is training for her first half marathon in February, which is the first half. And she's had quite a few races under her belt now. So I think this episode will be relatable for a lot of runners who have been running the 5 or 10K distance and are looking to get motivated to run a little bit further. So without any further delay, let's start with the interview with Linda Wang. Oh, yeah, running. So you said you started running in 2014?
That's correct.
Yeah, and how did you start running?
Like you said, it started with lunch runs. So after having my first child, you try to find ways to incorporate fitness since I don't have much of the time after work. So it started with another coworker friend where she would run, and it just started becoming a love to just go for a run. And it was such a scenic run that we always just looked forward doing it every lunchtime.
I remember. I miss those days. We used to run right by the water, by Gastown there, and to I guess, what's that area? Cole Harbor. That was my first running route too. And I guess you loved running right away?
Yeah. You know what? I did. I actually, because I always told myself I would never be a runner. I couldn't find myself running. But it was just something where the adrenaline and just the ending results made me fall in love with it even more.
Yeah. Do you remember how long those runs were?
I know they were in the half an hour mark for sure. Yeah, around 30 minutes, 30, 35 minutes, depending on how fast you can do it.
I think back then we didn't have running watches. No Garmin. We just ran, didn't we?
We ran it. Oh no, I used my phone stopwatch. Yeah. And that's that's how I knew my time. But other than that, no, I didn't have any watches to track anything. Or Strava. I didn't have Strava. No.
Yeah, I discovered Strava much later. I remember we just ran for fun. And it was just that. And I think we enjoyed the scenery. And I remember some runs were so hot.
Oh, it was painful just by the water where the sand is. Yeah. It was just pure heat. Oh, I remember those days.
We need to find a day, one of these days, and go back there and
recreate. I know. Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Yeah, I remember it. And I remember our first run, I was literally staring at your bum for 30 minutes. And I'm like, Linda has the hottest bum ever.
Oh, thanks. I'm just still working on it.
The whole time, and I can't keep up. I'm out of breath, and I don't know how you do this every day. So you are my running inspiration. You are the one who got me running. And look at you now.
Now it's vice versa. You're my running inspiration, doing longer runs. Mm-hmm. You're my crazy runner that I try to just inspire by you.
Oh, I love that. Well, I want to chat with you because you remind me of, it's funny because now you remind me of when I was first training for my first half marathon, and that's what you're doing now, right?
That's what I'm doing now. Yeah.
And which is your first half?
Yeah. Decided to do the first half. So that would be exciting, but the nervous.
First half, right? People don't know. Okay, yeah. For people who live outside of Vancouver, that's where we are. Our first half is in February, and it's called first half. And Linda has never done a half, even though we have been running quite a few times, I think because of the pandemic, right?
Yeah, I did. I started last year. I actually signed up for the Scotia half as my first half, but then mm-hmm. when the pandemic hit, I ended up doing it virtually, which was not fun at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you haven't, I know you haven't done it for, I know you've done some races, but the best thing about a race for some people and for me is just having people pulling you along, all the people who are running beside you. I always find, like, the time I was chasing your butt, I always find someone, you know, who would pull me along. And I've done some virtual races, and
that's so true. That's what I love about running in a group. You find mm-hmm. someone who's a bit, their pace is a bit quicker than yours. So you try to use them as your pace. So that's what I do when I do my Saturday morning runs. Yes. I always spot someone who can push me, but not push me too hard, just to maintain my pace as well.
That's what I want to ask you about next. You are the queen of park run. I'm so amazed. Okay, this lady, Linda, she gets up every Saturday. I think since you started, have you missed a Saturday? I don't think you have.
I've only missed it because I was out of town, and I'm going to miss the New Year's one, which I'm so sad about.
I know. I know you love park run, and it's amazing. I see my Strava goes off. I subscribe to you, so my Strava goes off every Saturday morning, and I'm still in bed. And Linda's like already done her run, and she keeps. I don't know how you wake up in the morning, get up, put on your running shoes, your running gear, raining, pouring, doesn't matter, and you are like racing. Like, tell me about that. Like, why?
Well, with having two kids, I don't always have the time to run. So if I have the opportunity to get something done first thing in the morning, you'll find me there. I'm always there. But also, I love the atmosphere, the people you meet. Just everyone that is there, I that's why I can't miss it. I love it. But it's a hate and love relationship as well, because it's not a flat run. There are hills. Mm-hmm. And every hill always kick my butt. But at the end, I always tell myself, even though I said I'm going to skip next week, is because I want to progress. I want to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And these runs are the only runs that I force myself, and because I'm allowed to with all these people, to push even further than what I can when I run by myself. It's different because you have these people that can push you where you can go further on, where normally you can't push yourself by yourself. So I think that's my motivation to get up and do these runs, is just the group of people.
Yeah, I can't figure it out, because I've done park run. And for those who don't know about park run, they're time runs all around the world. They're always 5K, and they're usually in your local park. And Linda is talking about Mundy. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Mundy Park Run.
Yeah, and it's hilly. I did it once, and I joined Linda there, and I was dying. I ran many 5Ks, and there are some, I think it's an understatement to say there are hills, right, Linda?
Oh yeah, it's painful, and it's crazy. You think 5K is nothing, but just like you, 5K is the hardest distance to run.
You agree? I agree.
I feel you now when you say 5K is the hardest. I'm like, what do you mean? Like 10K is harder. You think 10K would be harder because of the distance, but I think like you get into the groove after a few kilometers in.
Yeah.
And with 5K, you don't have time for that.
No, it's just all out and that's it. And you're out of breath the whole time.
Yep.
So what have you done? I noticed your times are getting fast. Like what have you been doing every time? Do you feel that you're getting faster, stronger? What do you feel?
Definitely with the change of how I'm running. So when I first started running, I focused mainly on kilometers. I had to hit a certain kilometers. Mm-hmm. And maybe some runners may feel like when you see other people, when they run 10, 15, 20, that you have to be up there as well mm-hmm. as a runner just to like be on their same, I guess, platform. But then I didn't progress at all. I felt like I was hitting a plateau because all I was worried about is kilometer and my pace.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think this year, I had a few injuries mm-hmm. just because I was just running and running all the time. I would run like sometimes 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Without proper stretching. Yeah, it took a toll on my body. But so this year I started focusing on just switching up my running style. So I started doing interval runs, tempo runs. Mm-hmm. There's one called Fartlek, which is a funny name, but it's just fun doing something different, switching it up, just going at a short distance, but at a fastest pace and then slowing it down and then doing it again. And I think that just allowed my heart to feel what heart is, mm-hmm. but then also knowing what my tempo, like rest tempo is. So I think switching it up and not just worrying about kilometers or pace helped me just get through those like humps when I have those hard run days.
Mm-hmm. How many days do you run now compared to before?
Now it's just two to three days. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to focus on one, my park run, which is my mm-hmm. short run, but hard mm-hmm. run, and then one long run. And then if I can squeeze in a third one, that would be my tempo or interval running.
Okay. So it's more about quality over quantity.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
And I think you have to. How many can you tell our audience about? You have two little ones, Audrey and Aiden.
Yes. So yeah. Aiden is 8 years old and Audrey is, well, she'll be three next week or this weekend. Yeah. So it's hard finding time because they're very attached to me. But mm-hmm. for me, you need that time away from them mm-hmm. and just a clear mind, go out and go for a run. I find that my mood definitely changes when I don't have my runs. Mm-hmm. I find that I'm.
So do you feel you enjoy it mentally and physically?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
I think both body and mind needs these runs.
Yeah. And do you run with music or what do you listen to? Do you just run without headphones?
You know what? I tried. There are days where I forget my headphones or they're not charged. And actually, it's not bad. It mm-hmm. is more therapeutic when you can just hear what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
But I find when I'm running longer distance, I do need music. I find I can go at a faster pace because I pretty much work my pace with the music. So if I need something upbeat, I can push myself at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listen to podcasts. I actually started, when I started running, I did more podcasts,
mm-hmm.
more like fitness podcasts or more audible. Mm-hmm. I found those helped and it actually got me going out for more runs because I wanted to either finish a podcast or finish an audible.
Yeah.
And I would go out more running.
So it's an addiction back and forth. Oh, I want to listen.
Yeah, but I think I do. I personally do need music.
Okay. And now you are on a podcast.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
It is. I think it's cool. So what else do you do? I know you have a passion for more than running. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my whole fitness journey started with in the gym. So mm-hmm. I love the weights. I love this, how you can challenge yourself and just the ending of how it feels. Also, I did two bikini competitions, so that's actually where it all started, with bikini competition.
Mm-hmm. I remember those.
Yeah. And then things, you just kind of explore what's around. But I think my true fitness is the gym, definitely.
And did you take a break? I remember you did run after Audrey, but did you take a break from 2014 to when you had Audrey? I can't remember.
I did. I didn't really run a lot because I was focusing on, so 2000, before Audrey, I think 2017 was my first competition. So honestly, running wasn't my main goal at that time, even though I started running back in 2014. I only did that when I was at work, so just for my lunch runs. But personally, I wouldn't run on the weekends. I would do more weight training.
Yeah.
And then, so when I had my fitness competition, I focused more on weight training. And then cardio was just, honestly, just the treadmill, just to get the cardio aspect into my routine or my daily schedule. But I wasn't as passionate about it then than I am now, I think, after having Audrey.
What brought back, what I guess I could say, what made you passionate again about running? How did you find that passion again?
Well, after Audrey, I actually started running with her because I didn't have any help. So I had to bring her with me. So that was a challenge on its own. But I found, because I was short at a time, like with a 30-minute run, which for most people, it could be 5 kilometers, you feel like you did an hour workout. But if you compare a 30-minute weight training, depending on how you're feeling, it's not the same feeling. And I thrive for that end result feeling, and I feel more accomplished, and my body feels more rejuvenated after a run. And I think that's what got me into it more, is just the end feeling and just how it clears everything.
So would you call that the runner's high?
I think so. I always strive for the runner's high. It's like the best end result. It's like the best reward you can get after any run, right? Regardless of how good or bad your run is, you always get that runner's high.
Well, obviously I totally feel that way. I personally struggle to get into the gym. So I'm always in awe that you do both. And you work out quite a bit. Like, how many days a week do you still hit the gym?
Now it's usually two times to three times a week as well.
That, which is amazing. But you have, you work out in your own home, is that correct? You have a gym.
Yeah, I'm fortunate to have a garage gym that has just the basics that you need, your dumbbells, your barbells. So you don't need a lot. I think you can get a good workout with just the bare minimum and still feel good.
And you're proof positive of that, I think. Because I follow you and I'm like, wow, I don't know how she does it. I can barely get into my gym with work and life, and she has 2 kids. I don't. So
the kids is what motivates me. It gets me going.
And do you think, Audrey, and do you want to get your kids running? Do you feel like Aiden and Audrey want to follow in your footsteps one day?
Oh, 100%. Audrey always wants to tag along with me in the garage. Yeah. I think she's more into the yoga part of what I do. Like, she loves doing that.
Yeah.
And Aiden, I think he's going to follow our footsteps with just the weight training and hopefully running. I mean, at the end of the day, running is always a good thing for kids to do.
Yeah. And I know you have done some races before the pandemic hit. Can you tell us about those races?
Yeah. So before the pandemic, the first run that got me actually into wanting to race more was the East Van 10K. And I did that one. And that, I think that just set up the fire of to do more races. And then the second one, which just happened just before the pandemic, was the West Van 10K. And that one I had to run with Audrey. So it wasn't as pleasant, but it was still fun. It was still an amazing experience.
But you still did it. And
yeah.
Would you do those races again?
Yep. So I signed up for West Van 10K, which will be happening in March. So I'll be doing that one. So another race to my list for this year or for next year.
Yeah. And what's your favorite part about racing, and why those races?
Definitely the group, the atmosphere, the feeling, the vibes you get from everyone. They're all are there to run. Maybe some are there for like the number one place, but it's just getting to connect with other runners or other people who have the interest in fitness and seeing faces you see on Instagram, but now you actually get to see them in real life.
Yeah. And you run alone on most days. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. I find that, I mean, I like both, but for me, running personally, it's more for therapeutic. So I just put my earphones in and I just hit the pavement and go for a run.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why I was asking, because I know with the pandemic, it's been really hard to stay motivated for some people, because some of my friends, they like to run with people and they can't run alone. But I know you run alone for, I think, most of your runs. So I'm just curious, how do you stay motivated and get out the door every time?
I think because just with the passion of running, I don't have any hesitation except for maybe the cold weather, but I have a set schedule. So these are my run days and I feel like I have to get it in.
Yeah.
And then I have set rest days, and regardless of if I really want to go for a run, I force myself not to. So I think because of those set schedule and which days are my run days and which are my rest days.
Yeah.
My mind doesn't play tricks on me. And yeah, I think it's just, for me, I think it's easier with having kids. You thrive just to get out there. So I think the kids push me out to wanting to get out for a run.
So to you, it's a treat. So being consistent isn't an issue for you, because you feel, okay, you know, I get to go out and enjoy my time.
Exactly.
Which is a great, I think, mindset, because I know people, even for myself, some days it is a struggle with the rain or, you know, or you're just tired from your day. And do you like running in the morning or afternoon, or when do you like to run? Do you have a special time?
I typically run late afternoon. I think that's when I'm fully awake and fully motivated to get out there.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite time too. I know some people are morning runners, some people like evening. For me, I just like a good afternoon run.
Good afternoon, yeah.
Maybe because that's how we started. Anyway, so for your runs, do you have a routine? Do you just get your running shoes on? Do you have any preparation? Like, what do you do to get prepared for every run?
Usually, I set up my run. I have to set up like how far I'm wanting to go, because now with preparing for a half marathon, I do bring back like how many kilometers I do need to hit, since I'd be running 21.1 kilometers. So usually in mind, I need to know either which route I'm going to take and how far I want to go this time. But other than that, nope. I set up my clothes. It's all set. And then I just head out for a run.
And how do you plan your routes? Do you try to change it up, or do you like to run the same routes, or just nearby? Like what do you do for routes?
Typically, because I'm running around my house, they are the same route. I either go either up or to the left or to the right. Other than that, I'll just probably run down to the park if I'm doing my tempo runs, but it's usually the same. Unless, depending on my schedule, I will drive to a different area and then just test out what's around there and change it up, switch it up.
Do you have any favorite routes that you like to run?
So far, and I just tested it out on Friday, was this one trail. It's called the Poco Trail. So it's another Vancouver route, but it's right by the Coquitlam River. I got lost. And I typically get lost when I'm doing trail runs, but it's such a gorgeous scenic run, and it's flat, which is good. Switch that up because I live on a hill, so I always have to go up a hill and down a hill. So this one was perfect. It's flat, and just being by the water was nice. That one I would do without any music because of just the nature and what's around you. That's all you would need.
What kind of surface? Is it a trail, like gravel, or
it's trail? There is one section where it's all gravel, but usually it's just inside the forest, so a mixture of mud, rock.
So do you prefer pavement running or trail? You could say, I know a groomed trail, it sounds similar to where I used to run around Burnaby Lake quite a bit. around the water, and it's it's a trail, but it's nice and groomed, and you can see around you, and it's flat. So is that, what do you prefer? Is that your preference for running?
That one, because it's more compact. I like that, like the more trail running more. Pavement is okay. I think eventually I would rather do more trail running just because of the uneven surface. It makes the running more challenging compared to just a flat pavement where it's just, you're just going to run straight and there's no purpose to your run. You know what I mean?
I understand. The reason I'm asking is I know some runners start off as road runners and some start trail runners and some become hybrids. And for me, I love both, but I totally get what you're saying. And just there's more variation in the trails, like you said, more to look at.
Exactly. Wow. Not just the homes or the cars driving by.
Yeah. And in terms of winter running, you run many winters now. Do you have any advice for people in terms of getting out there when it's cold and wet or dark or, you know, all the above?
Just proper shoes and proper clothing. But don't think twice of the weather. Just have everything set out and just go. I think once you look at the weather or have a thought of how cold or how ugly it is, it's surprising how quick your mind can change on you. So I always tell people, just get out there before you can fully think of what you're about to experience.
But seriously, you have the best advice for motivation. I remember when I first started as a runner or any kind of fitness routine, and you always had a way to frame it so it didn't seem as, you could say difficult. I wouldn't say bad. Oh, you always say mind over matter. And I think you know how to really frame that.
Which is true. I think you have to, because you know you want to do it. So I think if you think about it too much, you're going to change your thought. And then also with the journey, just enjoy the journey and trust the process, because eventually you'll get to the point where you're more comfortable. And then like me, you get the passion of it and you want to keep going. Because I wouldn't say I would be a runner, and look what I'm doing now, running a lot. Yeah.
Yes. And do you usually love to run right away when you head out the door, or does it take you time to warm into it? How long does it take for you to say, okay, this isn't so bad?
Nope. I usually start running right away. I put my music on, earphones in, and I start going.
Wow.
Don't think twice about it. Just go.
And you mentioned stretching. So you said when you first started as a new runner and you had some injuries, can you tell us about that and what you have learned along the way?
Yeah, so my first one was I had a hip pain and then shin splinters. That actually took me a while to get fully recovered. And it was hard because I had the half that I was training for. But I noticed it was, for me, it was my shoe and the lack of stretching I did before and after. And also proper hydration.
Yes. Definitely. And did you realize that on your own after you did some research? Did you see a physio?
Both. I think researching and then asking other runners out there what their tips and tricks are, and then getting fully recovered and get the proper treatment needed to get the body back into running mode.
Yeah. Did you have to take some time off, or did you just adjust your running to, and then you finally got better?
No, I think the longest I took was 3 weeks off, no running, no nothing. I fully took time off for it to fully heal. Yeah, it was hard.
I was going to say 3 weeks is eternity.
It's long.
Eternity for many of us. How did you manage 3 weeks of no running?
It was hard. It was definitely hard. But I knew I had a half coming up very soon, so I didn't want to jeopardize that run. So I sacrificed 3 weeks no running.
Was that your virtual half that you did?
Yeah, it was the first virtual half, yeah.
Wow. And how did that go? You said it was hard. I imagine it was.
It was hard. Because I actually did three virtual halves in a span of 3 months, which probably wasn't the best thing to do. The first one it was good, I think, because it was all new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very motivated and pumped up to get this half marathon done. So that one was fine. But after the third one, I definitely told myself I couldn't do it again virtually, because there was no way I was able to endure the pain of that long of a distance.
Never say never, but
I know it's true.
And your next one is coming up, isn't it? In February.
And I'm doing that
too. Oh man.
I think I'm excited. I'm excited but nervous.
Yeah. Well, I think I remember an excitement. Like, how do you feel? I guess it's hard to describe because you haven't done a half, but with your other races, do you feel butterflies how were your first 10Ks? Like, were you nervous and excited?
Oh, nervous. I think I get very nervous. You get that, yeah, the anxious feeling.
Yeah.
But then I think once you see everyone at the starting line, I think you just kind of numb it all out, and then you get into you get into that mood where it's like you forget everything you were just feeling.
And what's your favorite part about the race? You mentioned the people. Is there anything else that you love about races?
It has to be the people mainly, and just trying something new. A new route is always nice, because I don't have the scenic route all the time. So just exploring, having the route planned out for you, especially for a half, is nice. Yes. So I do look forward to having just something planned out for me and not me trying to figure out where I should go next.
So true. I mean, how often do we get to run through our own city on a road
and
not worry about cars or anything?
Yeah,
right?
You can run on the road and not on the sidewalk. You don't have to worry about people walking beside you, and then with the pandemic, giving them space.
Did you struggle through this pandemic? I know I had some difficulties just finding clear spaces, like you mentioned, and do you find there were any struggles trying to stay motivated or training in the last 2 years?
Honestly, no, not really. I only felt uneasy running outside, just because I think people are like, oh, why are you running outside? You gotta, keep your distance, or you shouldn't be doing this or doing that, or you need to be wearing a mask when you're running. And I think I had that one incident where this guy was like, you have to wear a mask, but I'm like, I'm running and I give everyone their space. Like, I will not run on a main road because I can't switch over to the other side or go on the road. So I kind of run more in residential area. So then if I do need to give people space, I would just hop onto the road and then continue running or cross over.
I know with your running routes, you don't tend to run in very busy areas. So remember you telling me about that and you were quite shocked. And it was, I think, for a lot of runners, this pandemic has been hard at the beginning, especially when a lot of people thought runners were spreading the illness. So I remember when that guy approached you, you were really stressed about that. And I had similar experiences. So I totally know how you feel. In terms of running now, do you feel it's better? Like, it's so much, I guess it's been 2 years and we have races coming up, which is exciting.
I'm excited.
And in terms of, like, do you have any motivation, like idols? Like, are there runners who you look up to, whether they are professionals or you are on Instagram? Is that correct?
Yeah, I am. Definitely you, with all your runs that you do, because you actually are also the one who gets me going every time. I see your post on Strava and it's like, okay, I got to get my run in too. Mostly Instagram are what motivates me. All the friends I've connected on Instagram usually are the one who gets me excited for running and wanting to get out there and get my run in.
And is that why, I know, can you tell our listeners what, I'll post it in the podcast notes, but can you tell our listeners what your Instagram handle is so people can find you?
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is _Lynn, LIN WANG _.
And that's on
Instagram.
Instagram, is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you connected with a lot of runners there?
Oh yeah, I have a lot who always motivates me, and they tell me how I inspire them to go for a run, and we're just like me, where they started off really slow, but then they don't find themselves running even more. So mm-hmm. my tip would be is always start slow and don't worry about the distance other people are running. Cause I would mm-hmm. always compare, right? Like I was mm-hmm. that quick and I was like, well, how can I get to that pace? But at the end of the day, it's like their running journey is probably far past where I am at now. So always focus on yourself and your journey.
We were all beginners once, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you feel like social media, like you're on Strava and Instagram, do you feel that it has been beneficial or do you feel it's more harmful to our comparison? You know, as people say, comparison is a thief of joy, yeah. but yet you meet so many people out there who may change your mindset in terms of seeing definitely. How you approach it.
So do you feel it's helpful? It could be both. It depends on how you take the content that you are seeing. You can take it as motivation or you can take it as a negative effect on yourself. Mm-hmm. Personally, at the beginning, I took it as like a not a jab to myself, but like I had to be where they were at. So I took it as a negative on my side. Mm-hmm. But I think now just looking at the bigger picture and how everything's different, you take it as motivation. Like how I tell people at the gym, it's like these people that you see are your motivation to be just as good as they are, or is your end goal where you want to reach. Mm-hmm. So I find like you have to look at it as a positive and as a motivation to be better for yourself and not to compete with them, because running is not a competition in my books. It's for you to feel good.
Yes.
And overall health, you get a benefit out of it.
I like that way of thinking. I agree. I mean, there are always people who are, you know, different from us, whether they may run a different pace or distance. Mm-hmm. And I think for myself, I was actually intimidated when I first started working out and running because I was worried that people would think I'm too slow or not fit enough. And I remember you giving me really good advice about that. And do you have any advice for listeners who feel, you could say, self-conscious about their body or their weight or just how slow they are or how their pace?
Oh, definitely. So no matter what, everything on what they're doing, they're not analyzing what is around them. Mm-hmm. So just realize that your journey that you're on, you will get to where you want to get. You will get to that pace. You will get to that distance. You will get the body that you want. It's just it takes time and it takes work. So mm-hmm. don't try to think that you have to be at a four minute per kilometer right now, because that's impossible. You're going to jump off this running rig and right away, because it's not an achievable goal in say 1 week. It probably takes you years to get there because I'm still on that journey, but mm-hmm. I'm in no rush because each time I go for a run, I'm progressing to becoming better for me in the pace that I want to get.
So the right word you can say is enjoy the journey, or right word.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy every part of the journey. Even the struggle. That.
I love that so much. I don't enjoy my struggle sometimes.
You always it's not fun, so but it's the reason why you're struggling is to push you.
Mm-hmm. So you feel struggle is a necessary component of
100%. Growth. If we don't struggle, how do we progress to become better? If every run is easy, there's no way you're going to push yourself even further on where probably you can, but you wouldn't know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this chat. I knew it would be easy chatting with you, Linda.
I know, it's so much fun. It's been a long time.
Yes. Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, I love this. And I'm sure we will have a part two down the road. So
sounds good.
Thank you, Linda. And please subscribe. And Linda, we'll be connecting soon, I'm sure, at the first half or before then.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Maymay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Linda Wang as much as I did. There were some really good takeaways there. And for me, I really enjoyed the message of remembering the reason why we run, whether it's a 5K, a 10K, or half marathon. And also remembering and reminding ourselves that we are all on our own journeys in different places. Some of us are just beginners, some of us are still on our way there, and obviously we can always gain motivation from following others on social media, but it's best to remember that we are somebody's motivation as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast as much as I did so far, and please remember to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Thank you for listening, and have a great run if you haven't gotten out yet.